Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Alafia family, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. I like to welcome my old friends by saying Habari Gani and my new friends by saying what's up. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening on a Tuesday. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our all-new featured remix. We're reordering the Mary's Vows for the 21st century. And as you know, this is a previous segment that we had on last year. And because it was in such demand, we decided to bring it back under the remix. This is our marriage therapy session as well as our divorce session. We have been talking about things that pertain to a person in a marriage, post, pre, and up to a marriage. We've been talking about just about everything you can talk about in relationships. How do you get relationships? How do you get a date? And when you get a date, what are the features of a date? And how do you know you're involved in a relationship? Some people go on just to get along, and they don't even know they're in a relationship until the person tells them, we go together. And they'll say, well, I thought we were just friends. Oh, no, we're hanging out together. So one person may go out and tell everybody that they're going with you, and you might not know anything about it. So we want to quickly define what courtship is and what dating is, but most of all, we want to find out what's on your mind about sex. Let's talk about it, ladies. Let's talk about sex, ladies. And you know, when we talk about sex, we go to the utmost to get a full understanding if we're in a relationship and should we be involved in sex if we are not married. And some of us even think that we should be paid for our services. There are women who actually escort and think that they should be paid for their service, and they look at sex as nothing but a service, or men think the women should be paid for a service, and they go out and solicit for the service. So we want to know, when you're in a relationship, is it apropos to engage in sexual relationship, and at what age is it appropriate? And should teens be involving themselves in sharing the bond of someone else in an intercourse? And will it affect them? And are they strong enough mentally to handle a sexual encounter with some significant other? Now, we're going to also talk about those breakups, those nasty breakups, and how we somehow can kiss and make up and have sex and everything's okay now. And then we start the whole cycle over again. We fight, we argue, make up to break up. Make up to break up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about those sweet summons, makeups, and how love and sex can heal that situation. And we're going to talk about how not to include sex in a situation where it can overshadow what two people are doing. And here to help us talk about that, we have an expert, ladies and gentlemen. I am not the expert. We have an in-house expert who's absent from us today, and that is the almighty Bidiako, Rasta Bidiako. He's not with us right now. He's out on a job, but if he can join us, he will. So I will be hosting with my invite today, and his name is Aaron Devin King. The Aaron Devin King. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him. He is going to be co-hosting this show. So for you men that have a lot to say, I want to warn you, Aaron is an expert. Even though he may appear to be young, he is pretty sharp, and he's an old man. He's been here before. So he has a lot to talk about. And ladies, look, keep your eyes off the young brother because he's handsome. He is sharp, and he is debonair. And he's also determined to make something of himself. So he is not going to stand around and wait for you to figure out what to do. He's already decided that he wants a career in two areas, in the area of entrepreneurism, of being a talented model as well as an actor. He is a spoken word or artist, ladies and gentlemen. He has a whole genre of various different things that he can do well. Now, I urge you not to take it lightly. When he speaks, he's like E.F. Hutton. You better listen because you're not going to hear it too many times from a young brother like this. I'd like to welcome Mr. King by giving you a little synopsis of who he is. And if you would just allow me to just give you a little synopsis, he's got a rather long profile. The brother has been somewhere, and he is going somewhere. He writes me and says, "My name is Aaron Devin King. I'd already found out who the brother was, and I knew he had it going on, so I was glad to have met him. And I would like to tell you what he says here. I'm ambitious and very persistent, working in the educational field for over 8 years. I have been acting since the age of 14, ladies and gentlemen, 14 years old. I have been in various stages of production. I have co-starred in two independent films, and I'm also a poet. I love to write poetry based on true life experiences and inspirational situations. I have been performing at various poetry venues in L.A. I am also a model. I have been modeling for a couple of months now and this organization called Nappy Wood L.A. I repeat, Nappy Wood L.A. What a catchy name. I have been in a variety of recent modeling shots and shoots to build up my modeling portfolio. In December and January, I plan to attend every single modeling open call in L.A. so I can be a part of a modeling agency." Ladies and gentlemen, and he also says, "I am also going to school studying to be a drug and alcoholic counselor." The brother is dope. He is smart. He knows that he's going to need some credentials to hold down a family and to be able to provide. So he's in college right now getting his education in a field that is so much in demand. Isn't he smart for choosing counseling? Now, he goes on to say that he's going to graduate next summer. So he's almost finished with this little tour. And he's on his way, ladies and gentlemen. And he goes on to say, "I'm also going to school, like I was telling you, for counsel." He graduates in the summer of next July, the 6th, 2014. I'll have my license and certification as a drug and alcohol abuse counselor. Although, okay, he goes on to say, "In Los Angeles Training Institute for Drug and Alcohol Counseling, currently works in an exceptional center where with children that have disabilities at risk. and that is the Children's Foundation in Culver City, California. And he says, where I am an adult assistant at risk detention center working with students ages 5 to 22. Now, I am so proud of this young man, and I can't begin to tell you how we met, but fate had it that our paths were crossed. I am also a counselor in marriage and family counseling and now studying to get an endorsement and working with couples counseling and getting my license in counseling. I have done OADA as well, and I do not pity the young brother if he has the heart for it. I want to tell him to go head on and run on and don't stop until he's completed it. I'm so glad to introduce to you my administrator of my fan room in my Facebook. He is one of the outstanding young brothers who initially initiated the opportunity to assist and aid me in that room. And I'd like to thank him for being a part of our show. So I give you the young Aaron Devin King. He is one of the finest, and we'd like to thank him for coming and joining us today to talk about such a touching topic as sex. Let's talk about it, ladies. Let's talk about sex, ladies, okay? Now, we're asking you to be a part of this because we know that if you will participate, you will help a lot of people who are really in a bad situation. I was once in a bad situation. Everyone knows that. I just come out of a 37-year relationship. I don't even want to talk about it. It's behind me now, and I'm going forward. And I suggest any of you that need help, come on into our Marriage Counseling Center and get the help you need because we certainly are dishing it out. Now, Brother Aaron is going to be a professional tonight, so please, ladies, don't get it twisted. And men, don't get it twisted because he's so young. You think you could come in and make the mistake of disrespecting him? No, he's not having it today. So we'd like to give you our brother, King, and we asked him to come into the airways as we began to talk about the subject of sex. Let me see if I can get him on the airway. We have another guest in here. Let me see who is that. I have two people listening in. Let me see if this is Aaron.
Good evening, Miss Hero.
Good evening, Aaron. How are you?
I am pretty well. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I am so happy that you could join us this evening. This has been a long-awaited opportunity, and I am sure and very certain that upon you finishing this interview, you will have quite a few calls because the Care to Read room is pretty hot, and I think you're hot too, Aaron, so we want to talk about sex tonight. How about it?
I'm ready.
All right, bring it on, bring it, bring it. He said he's about it, y'all. This is a young brother, so we got to represent tonight. Hold tight. Let me answer the next line, and we'll bring you in the airways, Aaron. Hold tight.
Okay.
Caller number 323-485-4679. Who am I speaking to? If you'd like to join us, you can tell us your name, or if you'd like to remain anonymous, that's fine, too. We'll come back to you shortly, okay? We'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and thank you for joining our show tonight. It's a very special night for us. It's a night for lovers. So we want all those lovers to come out of the woodwork. We want you to come and join us. We don't want you just to be standing on the fence. We want you to participate, and if you like to, you can even come into our room that we have set aside for our chat room. If you would like to be a co-host in that room, just drop me a note and say, hey, Omi, I'd like to co-host that chat room for you and give you a break. We would like to welcome you to do that. And most of all, please post your comments so we can read them. Don't write your comments so no one can see them. Come out and speak out. Now, It's a mighty poor dog that won't wag its own tail. So anything that you write about, be willing to speak about it. I'd like to give you a quote from Bob Marley, and I want you to fix this in your head because it's going to represent a lot of what we talk about tonight. And I quote, and he says, Bob Marley says, the biggest coward is a man who awakens a woman love with no intentions of loving her. Now, if you're one of those men who have aroused the woman, got her excited, made her think she's in love, and also made her think she's dating you, taking her love, and then you ran for hiding with no intentions of ever loving her again, I want you to know, the Lord says, don't, if you hurt a woman, don't bother to get on your knees to ask for anything. We are straightening things out in this room. We are showing people how to do it the proper way. You don't engage in relationships unless you're serious. Sex is a serious thing. And Anita Baker can tell you better than I can. She says it's serious, so, so serious. So we have to understand that relationships are nothing to play with. People's hearts are being broken every day. And we're trying to correct the problem, and we're not going to correct it by smoothing it over with sex. You only engage in sex when you're an adult and two persons are in consent and that they know what they're doing, and they clearly understand that once you bond to flesh and blood, you are bonded to that other person. It's, you're exchanging bodily fluids, and you're making a bonding remark. So we're going to be serious in this room today. So if you call in with some jokes, we're going to shut you down. So we'd like to take a station identification, people, and thank you so much for joining us. Just a brief intermission just to get a little house cleaning done. We'll be back at you in the atmosphere. And the next voice you will hear is our guest, and that is Aaron Devon King. Let's give it up for Aaron Devon King if you're in the audience. Stay tuned. I'll meet you in the air atmosphere, Aaron. Hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm born.
All right, family, welcome back. And we have our guests in the atmosphere, and we're going to ask Aaron a few questions, and then we're going to also let him give his concept of what sex should be involving. First of all, Ed, I'd like for you to possibly discuss with the audience, are your viewpoints from a perspective of a Christian? And do you think that couples should be engaging in sex before they're married? Or is it one of those things that you need to test and sample your wares? Please give us some input. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you. Well, my input, I feel like people should wait. Now, it's hard. It's very, very difficult to try to say to yourself and commit to the fact that I have to wait for sex, because a lot of people are aware and not aware that they're building upon sin before marriage. Now, I'm a victim of this. I'm sure a lot of people have done it. We are all born into sin. So once you open up that gateway, because it's a portal you're opening up to proceed with one person, because you have that close connection, you want to show them the expression of love. Now, you can show them the expression of love in so many different ways other than sex, but a lot of people want to have that sexual intimacy just to say that I love you, to have that bond, just so they can become closer and one together, because it's a form of oneness. And it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Sex is beautiful. But a lot of people get it twisted when you have sex and you're building up emotions. You're building up such a portal, a gateway even, of so many different lists of things, to the point that if it doesn't work out, that woman or that man will feel just they're used as if they're an object, as if they were a battery to operate a toy. So you have to really understand that when you have sexual intercourse, no matter if you are a teenager or a adult, that you're having a bond with that person, and that person just, as I'm sure, as he was having a wonderful sensation. It's a great feeling, the feeling of sex, but it only should be used. It only should be used for if you want to be with that individual for a long period of time. It should only be used for marriage. Period.
Now, let me ask you a question, Mr. King. Would you not say that because it's bonding and it has an attachment on the body, it could be an attachment that could be misrepresented because you've engaged in this physical activity before you had a meeting of the mind. Now, sex personally can start in the mind, and it could lead to the bedroom, and it, in the mind, it could have no indication because if you thought, just like the Bible said, if you think a thing, you've already done it. So in reality, you start in the course in the mind, and when it starts in the mind, then people think it's harmless, but it will not be considered harmless because so you have thought that act out, you've already done it. So the next step, ultimately, you will carry it out. So when the body gets bonded to something, it's almost like it has a withdrawal state, like a drug. And if loving a woman is like a drug in the vein, then that person could be that person that is engaging in that sex, he could be picked up on charges because truly he is now an accessory to a crime because he has infused her to be bonded to his body, to yearn for his body, to call on his body, and the body has a mind of its own. So even though you're not willing, the mind is not willing, but the flesh is weak, it is still calling for that body. Wouldn't you not agree?
I agree, because it all starts in the mind. You plant that seed, and once you plant that seed, you want to actually test the waters. You want to make sure that you see if that's safe to do, to have that intimacy. And it's not easy. It's not easy because we have to die to our flesh. And dying to our flesh is hard because we all have our desires and we all have personal needs. And it's just a lot of people really get it twisted and they feel that they have to act upon these needs because it's natural, it's right, it's what I was designed and made to do, when technically it is natural, but it doesn't mean that has to be your purpose. There's other ways of showing a woman or a man that you care for them, that you love them, that you want to date them, spend time with them, even if you're thinking about marital plans and an engagement. There's just like anything in life, there's rules and regulations, and I'm not trying to, forgive me, you know, everybody that's listening, I'm not trying to sound holy today because I'm not, you know, there where I want to be, but
well, I can appreciate you saying that. I really can appreciate you saying that and confessing, because confession is good for the heart and good for the soul. So a lot of us are not where we should be because our flesh is willing and the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So what I'm hearing you say then, if we were going by scriptural and following the Bible, there would be some guidelines we'd have to follow. But because the body is not completely free and is still held captive, we're still in these bodies and fighting. We die daily and we kill the flesh daily. So in reality, you're saying, why not look at all the other ways that you can gift a person, that you can express love through creative
ways
before you get to that final step? It's not that it's not necessary. There's some other steps in between. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
Exactly. And if you have sex before marriage, it leads to demonic activity. You might think of, okay, I have to go to a strip club. I have to look up porno. I have to do this because my mate is not here. They're at the job. They're going to school. They're doing something else in the workplace. It leads to tapping into dating other people to have sex with them because you experienced it. Not saying that everybody's like that. Some people are not faithful. Some people are sitting there and get that taste.
So you know what? What you're saying is so true. Now, because the body is conditioned to do this, in the absence of that significant other, the body is so accustomed to doing this, is at a habitual habit. So then they become a stalker, looking for any person that might be a feeder that they can feed off of, even if it's not the one that they've committed to, it's just a casual sex. And it no longer has any meaning, and they become dead inside to sex, and they're just pumping and beating the boots, so to say, so to speak.
It becomes
so
drugs.
In essence,
it becomes drugs.
It becomes a habitual drug. And in essence, you degrade the whole act of sex and diminish it. So men will get the idea, I am not in there making love, I'm having sex. Now, you know who said that, 50 Cent, and I'm quoting here, when he tells his woman, I am not in there making love, I'm having sex. So let's talk about it, brother. Can we talk here? Can I get up in your bedroom and talk? Because there's a difference between making love and having sex. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is making love, you are setting the mood. You are already, even before you enter into that person's bedroom door, see them, there should already be a connection there. Of course, there's time when you guys know each other to build up that interest to lead into love. And that love is there. So that love comes from honesty, not being selfish. It comes from knowing that I can count on my woman or my man. It comes from just a pure confidence and a pure faith. And that's how love begins to form. Love begins to form for caring for someone and for having such a high interest in that person that you don't want to let that person go. You want to make sure you're right by that person's side.
And will you also say, Aaron, that there is such an utmost respect for that person that you don't want to let them down and you want to be pleasing to them and acceptable? So in reality, the things that you might normally do to hurt a person, you think very, very clearly, should I engage in this and hurt my significant other just because I'm out on the town and everyone else is doing it and they're having fun? Or should I restrain and pull myself back and beat the flesh down and just begin to take a whole of my body flesh and begin to minister to myself? Because this is a very, very struggling thing. Some people have addictions to sex, and they can't stop it, and it becomes a habitual habit. And they masturbate. And masturbation is a healthy thing for young children. But when you get to be an adult and you have a wife and you're masturbating, something's wrong with that, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. And you're leading up, like I said earlier, a gateway to sin. Because what does masturbation come from? From you idolizing in your mind of a sexual fantasy or a thought or experience that you have experienced or want to experience, and you're fulfilling that need by masturbating, by wishing upon an experience that you wish was reality. And a lot of people say that, oh, you're young, you're 27 or you're 20 or you're 19, go ahead, you date, you mess around, have sex, as long as you don't get nobody pregnant, go ahead and do that. I've heard that a lot. And a lot of these adults and parents and people that say that, they did it when they were younger, so they want to encourage the fact in order to do that. When a lot of these kids are fairly confused, they think that, yeah, if I listen to this new rap song, it's telling me exactly what I need to know about making love and how to get a woman, calling him a hoe, a bitch, this and that. And that's what I see every day working with at-risk children and looking at some of these kids on the street. It's very sad and unfortunate. These kids don't have a proper upbringing. Some come from foster care. Some don't even go to church. And it all starts at home. It all starts when the time you were born, what proper foundation will you have? And it's all about knowing for when you bring a child into this world, it is a beautiful thing, and you want to make sure they're raised right. And a lot of these kids are suffering from abandonment issues, and they're listening to their friends and acquaintances, and that's why they have all these different ideas going in their head, especially in today's generation. It's much, much broad, and they're very bold. It's very worse. They have homosexuality that's really out there. They have little billboard saying in the meantime men.org just saying go ahead have sex with the opposite sex because it's
naturality. Mr. King, let me ask you a question. On this airway, we're going to set the record straight that adults only adult minds should be engaging in sex. And we're making that clear. We both agree on that, right? That only adult minds should be having sex. Men and women should not be having sex with children. They're not at the age of consent. And that is a definite no-no. That's abomination before God. And we must also understand that because you're not with the one you love, you do not love the one you're with. We are not advocating that. That is out the picture. That is infidelity. And it is also abomination against God because you have literally lied to your significant other. Now, for those who are having casual sex, just casually, I'm saying stop it because you opened up an airway of more sins coming into your life. Sex is for mature audience and for mature consenting audience who know what they're doing. And just
and
like
also,
Mr. King indicated, go ahead.
And also, Ms. Cheryl, when you're in a relationship with someone and you have intercourse, you should repent. You should, because you're leading in sin before marriage. And I'm a victim of that, and I've seen that happen when I was married. You have to repent because you have sin, and if you don't repent, you have more attached sin to you. And you want to go ahead and you want to look and date other people or see other people while you're in a relationship with someone else, and you're not thinking about the heartbreak that that's causing your partner. You're not thinking about that. Or you could be thinking about it not caring, being selfish. And that person
well,
can be so damaged on the inside.
So, Mr. King, there's a lot of brothers out there that's going to say, oh, she's not going to get everybody to repent. Maybe she needs to repent. And to be honest, I do. We all need to repent because we've all been victims of that. But that means dying daily to flesh, and we grow in grace. We don't get this way overnight. I'm still working on it. You're still working on it. We're growing in grace. So we're not in this room talking about abstinence when your body has already been conditioned to sex. We're talking about try to find a way to incorporate dating and have a variety of things to do with that person to really get to know that person's mind and to really fall in love with that person's mind is a better act of sex than you will ever find because when you grow to love that person in the mind, you telepathically can send messages to and from that person and you can engage in sexual relationship in the mind. And let this be the act before you get into the physical act because sometimes you go in that bedroom and close the door and you bring out the beast in a person and they act out these beastly behaviors and you become just a flesh of meat to that person, then truly they're not in there making love, they're having sex. And all you've had is your sex. So when you leave that room, you go your separate ways. You're not engaging into any activity. You're not seeing each other until you have that feeling again. Now next month we're going to meet again and we go in and have sex. What kind of relationship is that if you're not bonded? Tell me, Mr. King, what is that?
Well, that
so many people doing it these days. What is it?
Well, you know, some women, some men too, are confused. Some women are like that. Now, not saying women are similar to men. You know, you hear the label, men are dogs, women aren't. But it goes both ways. You know, there's some women that, okay, I'm going to call up my fuck buddy, as they call him, and I'm going to see him once a month, and I got this other guy on the side, so I'm going to see him and do him the same way. And some are just, you know, thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to get me some, but at the same token, it could be somebody that wishes that they had that relationship with that person. But they're never going to get it.
Before we go off the air, Mr. King, I want to give out this number so people can join us in our chat room because we're going to continue this. And that number is 805-309-0111. And the ID, identification confirmation number, is 756-870. And I think you have that number, Mr. King, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I've typed it in the chat room so that people can see that and join us over in our private conference. This is for adults only, not children. Please take that number down and join us. And we're going to invite Mr. King back again on the 15th, I think we're scheduled to be on, and we're going to ask him to come back because our time is so short here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Mr. Aaron Devin King, one of our up-and-coming models, outstanding activist on the causes of being a humanitarian. I have learned in this short length of time that this young man has a mission. He's on a mission to do God's will, and he is upright, and I really respect him for that. You never find